gbogbo ọdíjú wa.
Within the next few minutes,
láàrin ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀,
the power of God will move from person to person.
Agbára Ọlọ́run yóò bá ọmọ látẹ̀gbẹ́ nìkan sẹ́nì kejì.
And for many who are here today,
fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tó sì ń bẹ níbí lónìí,
today will be a reference point for breakthroughs for you. For mark these words by the Holy Ghost.
Nítorí àkíyèsí ọ̀rọ̀ yìí nípa ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Today, long standing yokes shall be broken. You will find your seat that was lost. And those powers gunning for your fall,
and when that doesn't work, you will
shall fall flat. And every decay that has been introduced into any aspect of your life shall receive decay here today. Every disgrace I saw against you shall be disgraced. Then your last benefits shall be mysteriously replaced. And anyone here who is not buried under any curse,
no matter
how strong the curse may be, that curse shall be broken. You see now,
yeah.
The miracles are already started. That's right.
Yeah.
Somebody lost an organ in the body. The new organ has come into position now. And so a woman that came here with kidney problems. You can feel heat in the size of her body now. Because a new set of kidney has been put there to replace the one that that's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is disappearing from somebody's neck. Something is disappearing from somebody's hand. Something is appearing from the
earth.
That's right.
Then,
aha.
Then,
I say, sister here, you have been into this inner fire. It's as if they set your inside ablaze. Everywhere you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that decay is breaking completely. There are people here today. You brought your hospital reports. I have news for you. Those clinical prophecies have been cancelled. That's right.
Baby.
And someone here,
and the girl, and
actually, you stole into this meeting. You didn't want your husband to know.
Oh, yes, if I gain you,
the Lord said, I should tell you that your curse has received special attention to
you.
That's right. That's right.
Baby.
And that woman that went to native doctor just last week.
You
have just gone to waste your time. What you want to waste time and money for? The Lord has just addressed it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so, woman here, you have been going through terrible battles. But the Lord said, I should tell you, you should get ready for your testimony. There's one prayer I want you to pray before you sit down for just a few minutes. Anywhere this prayer is prayed, there are always outstanding testimonies. Raise your voice like fire and like thunder. Say this loud and clear.
Oh God.
Oh yes.
Then
that's happening already. That's happening already. Thank you,
Jesus.
That evil hand laid upon your womb has just been taken out. That's right.
Then.
And the arrows fired into your life by the strange woman has come back to the center of Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time. We give you praise. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you are doing now. Thank you for what you shall continue to do. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. It is written,
the
only walk in the flesh, help us of the obedience of Christ. Every stronghold presented here today, we bring them down. In the name of Jesus, we pull them down. Any power that does not want to give you peace, any power that is challenging God in your life, bury them now. In the name of Jesus. It's a strange case, sir, beloved. The two breasts of somebody is as turgid as dry bread. Touch them now. The healing hand of God has come upon that. And the evil plantation there has been uprooted. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sister. That enemy that has been sitting on your visa, sitting on your passport, so that you cannot join your husband, has just been uprooted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody at the back there. Anytime you pray about your troubles, you always see a particular face. Within the next 2 hours, if that strong man does not release you, that strong man shall be dead within 24 hours. Thank you, Jesus. And those powers But I've been sent over to God, but it's when you get married. They shall die today. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Baba, do Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus. Baba, do
the Lord, amen. Can you turn to two persons and say, God is going to bless you now?
You see, I need you to open up your book. What is it saying?
Can you talk to three persons and say,
God, you see, I need to go with
you. Your opposition shall become your testimony.
I thank you, Lord, to be ready for the
name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. Now I want you to go to seven persons. So any power that wants you to die shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus, say so to seven persons. Let's have a seat. God bless you.
Eje kajoko, Olorun yo buko wa.
This brief talk,
or shoki,
and the prayers we are going to start praying very soon.
Ati awon adura ta o bere si gba laipe yi.
It's titled Woman,
akori re ni obere,
lose thyself.
Tu ara re sile.
What did I say?
Kini mo wi?
Turn to three persons and say the same thing.
Oju se ni meta ko nbe.
Amen.
Amen.
Aha. I want you to know that there are powers that are bent on stopping women. You may believe it, you may not believe it. There are powers that are bent on stopping the destiny of women. And you have to stop them before they stop you. And the only way to stop them permanently is what we are doing here.
Oh, gosh, oh, do you feel it? Down, bro, pata, pata. Oh, no, thanks, you need.
If you try magic, the day you find somebody who can do a better magic, you are in trouble.
Oh, bad, no, go. I just want to read any talk to the YouTube. I love Danny.
You try lighting candles, the day you find somebody who can light black candles, you are in trouble.
Look, Bella, the better. I just want to read a point to my Bella, do you know what I did?
But if you know how to pray, prayer is a weapon the enemy has no answer to. So if you don't stop these forces, they will stop you. And I pray that they will not stop you in
Jesus.
Turn to three persons, stop them before they stop you. Isaiah chapter 52.
Isaiah ori keji le la dota.
Verse 2.
Ese keji.
Isaiah 52:2.
Isaiah ori keji le la dota. Ese keji.
Isaiah 52:2.
Isaiah ori keji le la dota. Ese keji.
Waiting for you to get there.
Mundro de ike shibe ni o.
If you are there, just say praise God.
Anybody shiko uke ke hallelujah.
Okay. He said, shake thyself from the dust. The enemy has put so much dust on so many women. Today you have to shake off the dust and put put the dust back on whoever puts it on you.
Because it die kuru le and it will die kuru only.
Shut thyself from the dust, he says.
Kuru kuru ni arare.
Arise and sit down.
Dede joko
on Jerusalem.
Wo Jerusalem.
Lose thyself from the bands of thy neck.
Oja kuru ni arare.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Iwo onde omo birin Sioni.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Iwo onde omo birin
Sioni. Loose thyself from the bands on thy neck.
Tu oja kuro ni orun re.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Iwo onde omo birin Sioni.
Woman, loose thyself.
Obirin, tu ra re sile.
There are a few facts I need to tell you very quickly.
Awon pipo oro re ti won lati ya ra so fun yin.
About the battle women face.
If I won't go to be in the UK.
Our mother and the Lord has shared so much with you.
Yeah. Let
me add on a bit to what she has said to you. Today. The first half fact that the devil hates women with perfect hatred. He hates women with perfect hatred. And it's all out to devour, to destroy. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Two. Any woman who is befriending the devil is digging her own grave. Because you are befriending your enemy. Three. Any woman playing with sin is digging her own grave too and hiding the spade. Because all sinners are friends of Satan.
Fact
number four. A lot of women have married their enemies. A lot of people have married in complete ignorance. But through the mercy and power of God, your enemy that you have married can be converted to your friend.
Fact
number five. Agents of darkness, they are under strict instruction to recruit more women. And so when you go to the witchcraft coven, you find a large percentage of women. You go to familiar spirit coven, you find a large percentage of women. Because they are under instruction to recruit more women. I pray that if there is anyone here whose children have been recruited into these kinds of groups, as even I am speaking now, in the blood of Jesus, I command those children to be set free. Let them 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 be set free. In the blood of Jesus. Act fact number six. Bad spirits can go to any length to carry out their agenda on women. They can go to any length. They can use anybody just to get across to them. Seven. Satan, since Satan targeted women in the Garden of Eden, he has not relented. He's still fighting them hard. Eight. Spiritually gifted women and women of destiny, they have always given Satan nightmares.
One man there for Satan
from the beginning of the world.
Lati bere itan aye.
So you may be crying out, why is my battle so hard?
O le ma ara pe kini se fun ku temi le to yi.
Why am I being troubled side by side in every side?
Kini se ti won yo mi lenu ni agogo.
If you have a colorful destiny and you're a woman
The
battle against you will be hard. But you are victor in Jesus' name.
Now,
Satan's agenda for women
is
to corrupt,
to
demote, to downgrade, to pollute, to disgrace, and to destroy. That's his agenda. Ten. The enemy knows that women are more sensitive to the spiritual realm than men. So he tries to capture them very, very early. 11. Today's women, they face unique and challenging difficulties which did not exist before. There are plenty of things. If you said it happened 30 years ago, people would say this is crazy. But now those things happen easily. And it's becoming a very serious matter. 30 years ago, we don't have men coming to the street and a man wants to marry a man. There are challenges now. 12. Satan not only hated Eve. He hates all the offsprings. So the devil is not only against woman, the devil is against the offspring as well. So the prayer I pray today, you have to pray for yourself and pray for your children as well. The thing, godly women remain a frustration to Satan. So the more you frustrate the enemy, the better. The more godly you are, the better. 14. The less you know about Satan, the better he likes. The better he likes you.
Satan, you are my friend.
You don't know much. Well, the Bible says we should not be ignorant of his devices. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody also ought to know who Satan is. 15. Women everywhere face battles that threaten to overwhelm them. And if they don't know how to fight correctly, the enemy does the havoc. 16. The enemy has used various things to wage terrible war on women folk. The Bible calls a woman a wicked vessel. The Bible wants to use that against women. Women talk a lot more than men. Everyone wants to use that against them. Women believe things quite easily. Everyone wants to use that against them. Women are more trustworthy. Everyone wants to use that against them. So you must now position yourself to fight back. The cares and hardship of life has obstructed the destiny of so many women. 17. Most women have a raw deal when it comes to marriage. The enemy too has launched war against godly marriages. today that kind of battle shall be silenced in the name of Jesus. Unfortunately, many women are coming to accept stress and harassment as a daily part of their lives.
Finally,
if we do not stop these oppressions, they will stop
you.
The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 54,
verse 14,
he said, in righteousness shall that be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. The greatest battle women folk have to fight today is the battle against satanic oppression. What does it mean to oppress? It's to weigh somebody down. It's to cruelly exercise power over a person. It's to put a heavy yoke on a person's neck. A lot of church going are suffering from one oppression or the other. When the enemy wants to attack a person that puts in so much trouble, it starts with oppression. Oppression is a forward line in the play team of the enemy. Most cases reporting to the hospitals, they are early stages or very late stages of oppression. And so you have bodily oppression, physical oppression, mental oppression, spiritual oppression, marital oppression, financial oppression, career oppression, dream oppression, urban oppression, emotional oppression, environmental oppression, witchcraft oppression, which is so rampant in our environment.
Yes.
You have inherited oppression. Unconscious oppression. Hidden oppression. You have oppression by unfriendly friends. Unfortunately, you have what to call envious oppression. You have not done anything wrong. The enemy is just envious of your life, and is fighting you. I pray that every envious witchcraft that is troubling anybody here today shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Inherited oppression. The people are suffering oppression which they did not start, and they could not understand what has happened.
We
were in one of our churches abroad, and this white woman brought in her husband, a white man. And she said, "Man of God, I brought my husband so that we can pray for him just in case something can happen." So what's the matter?
Said
his great grandfather committed suicide. His great grandfather committed suicide. His grandfather committed suicide. His father committed suicide. So he now wants to commit suicide.
Nítorí náà, òun náà, ó fẹ́ para rẹ̀ báyìí.
That's why I brought him here.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi mú wá.
In fact, in our house now, we can't find spoon, we can't find fork, we can't find knife because he wants to kill himself.
Kódà nílé wa báyà ò lè rí síbí ẹ̀ lè rọ́ bẹ̀ nítorí a ti parẹ́ gbogbo rẹ̀ mọ́ kó má bàa fi para rẹ̀.
So please,
ẹ gbàdúrà.
I turned to the white man.
Mo sì kọjú sí ọkùnrin yìí.
I said, do you know Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him as a Lord and Savior?
Ni nje wo mo Jesus Christ nje o ti gba gege bi Oluwa ati Olugbala re ri.
He looked at me and said, is he a politician?
Owo mi o se pe Oloselu ni.
I said, no.
Mo ni rara o.
He's not a politician, he's a Savior.
Oni ki se Oloselu Olugbala ni.
We explained to him, led him through salvation.
Awon salaye fun a si gbadura igbala fun.
So say sit down there.
Awon ni joko nbe ni.
Start praying.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní gbàdúrà.
Every inherited oppression.
Gbogbo ìní lára àjogúnbá.
I bury you today.
Mo gbé ọgbẹ lónìí.
And some other person that decided praying.
Àti àwọn ará àdúrà bẹ́ẹ̀ ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbà.
Was praying.
Ó ń gbàdúrà.
When they brought this man in, the face was wrinkled together. It was looking so cloudy and so sad.
Nígbà tí wọ́n gbé ọkùnrin tí wọ́n mú wá, ojú rẹ̀ ṣú, ó kọ́lé lọ́wọ́, ó sì banújẹ́.
After praying for a few minutes,
lẹ́yìn tó gbàdúrà fún ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀,
he just found this smile on his face.
Mo kàn rí ẹ̀rín ayọ̀ lójú rẹ̀.
I didn't follow that the man was so handsome, he just took another level.
Mi ò tiẹ̀ mọ̀ kọ́kùnrin ọ̀hún lẹ́wà tó bẹ̀ ojú rẹ̀ wá yí padà.
Smile.
Orúkọ rẹ̀.
Then I went to Mr. Man.
Wà lọ́ba, mo ní ọgbẹ́ni.
What happened?
Kí ló dé?
He said, that man you call Jesus.
Ó ní ọkùnrin tẹ́ ń pè ní Jésù yẹn.
He came here while I was praying.
Ibi tí mo ti ń gbàdúrà yóò wá síbí.
And he opened my head.
Ó sì ṣí orí mi.
The way you open a can of tomatoes or a can of sardine.
Ibi èèyàn ṣe ń ṣe agolo ẹja eléègbé.
And he put his hand inside my head like this.
Ó sì ti ọwọ́ rẹ̀ bọ́ lórí mi báyìí.
And brought out a hanging rope.
Ó wá yọ okùn tí wọ́n fi ń kókò so ó yọ kúrò.
And close my head back.
Ó sì tún pa orí mi dé padà.
From then.
Láti gbà yẹn lọ.
I don't feel like dying anymore.
Kò wá wù mí láti kú mọ́.
Who would have known?
Ta ló lè mọ̀?
That as the babies in that family were being born in the hospital, a hanging rope is deposited into their head.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni bí wọ́n ṣe ń bí àwọn ọmọ wọn nínú ẹbí yẹn sí ilé ìwòsàn, wọ́n ti ń gbin okùn tí wọ́n fi kòkòso sínú wọn.
That's why I'm glad that every inherited oppression.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi pàdé ọ̀pọ̀ púpọ̀ òní lára
ní láti bá ń ṣàdá. In the name of Jesus. Oppression is a terrible satanic spirit.
Ìní lára ń tẹ́ mi sátánì tó burú.
Mr. Don have work here on the life of man.
Ó ti ṣe jàǹbá púpọ̀ nínú ayé àwọn ènìyàn.
All the sleep disturbances.
Gbogbo ìdààmú lójú nínú oorun.
Inability to sleep.
Àìlè rọrùn sùn.
Refusal to forgive yourself.
Kíkọ̀ láti dáríji ara rẹ.
Things tearing down the body, tearing down the mind.
Àwọn nǹkan tó ń ba ọkàn jẹ́, tó ń ba àgọ́ ara jẹ́ pẹ̀lú.
All the eating in the dream.
Gbogbo jíjẹun lójú àlá.
Harassment by evil spirits.
Gbogbo ìyọnu lọ́wọ́ àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn.
Unexplainable hatred.
Ìkórira tó ṣe é ṣàlàyé.
Evil gathering your dream.
Kí àwọn ìpéjọ búburú kan máa kóra jọ lójú àlá rẹ.
Sex in the dream.
Bíbá ní ìṣe pọ̀ lójú àlá.
Swimming in mammon waters.
Wíwọ̀ nínú àwọn omi tó mù.
Unexplainable loss of money.
Kí ènìyàn máa pàdánù owó lọ́nà tí ò lè ṣàlàyé.
Bed wetting.
Kí èèyàn máa tọ̀ lé.
At the wrong age.
Nígbà tó ti dàgbà.
Going backward or forward.
Pípadà sẹ́yìn dépò lílọsíwájú.
Unexplainable poverty.
Ìṣẹ́ tí ò ṣe é ṣàlàyé.
Objects moving about in the body.
Kí àwọn nǹkan máa wá kiri nínú ara ènìyàn.
Strange gynecological problems.
Gbogbo àwọn ìṣòro ìbímọ tó ṣe àjèjì.
Being pressed down in the sleep.
Kí wọ́n máa rin ìyàn mọ́lẹ̀ lójú oorun.
And unexplainable fear.
Ìbẹ̀rù tí ò ṣe é ṣàlàyé.
Constant sicknesses.
Àìsàn ìgbà gbogbo.
Hearing strange voices.
Ènìyàn máa gbọ́ ohun àjèjì.
Stagnancy.
Ìdàgbàsójú.
Accidents.
Ìjàmbá.
Unexplainable financial embarrassment.
Àwọn ìdójútini nípa ètò ìṣúná.
Even family pattern.
Ìlànà búburú nínú ẹbí ẹni.
Stress.
Àwọ̀.
False and wrong accusations.
Tí wọ́n máa fẹ̀sùn èké kan ni.
Struggling hard and hard to achieve a little success.
Ṣíṣe iṣẹ́ àṣekára títí kó tó lè ní àṣeyọrí kékeré.
They are all symptoms of oppression.
Gbogbo àmì ni wọ́n jẹ́ pé ìnilára wà.
Because people sometimes don't know the solutions to these matters. They go to all kinds of places and compound the problem. When the enemy puts a problem on you and you go back to the enemy to remove it, they can take away tuberculosis. They put in HIV. They can take away joblessness, then they put in strange woman into your marriage. They do a trade by butter. When you find that all your efforts don't give success, the husband you married many years ago and lost his now does not like to see you again, that is a problem. These are symptoms. Symptoms of oppression. A woman traveled abroad to go to a fertility clinic because she wanted a baby. Seven women went for the treatment. This professor who had been practicing medicine for over 40 years was the one giving the injection.
Professor
gave to the first woman, second woman,
second woman.
This kid was number 7. When she got in, the doctor tried to apply the injection. Something slapped the medicine from the hand of the doctor. It broke on the floor. That was the last bottle that
day.
So she had to come back. The doctor was surprised. He said, "This has not happened to me since I've been practicing medicine." The next time she went for the same treatment. As this old professor took the injection bottle again to give her the medicine.
Professor,
all of a sudden, paralysis came to his hand and to his leg. He now fell down. When an oppressed person goes for help, the helpers may also be in trouble. If you are here today and you have tried all kinds of prayers, you have spoken the words of God,
it
appears as if the enemy just wants to give you a hard fight, then what you need is a deliverance. Perhaps you have been taught in your church that once you are born again, all your problems disappear. And that once you are born again, you don't need a deliverance. God have mercy on you. It's like you are owing a landlord before you got born again. And now that you are born again, you now went back to the landlord. I say, "Oga landlord, I just want you to know that whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. Therefore, all things, all those money I was owing, is passing away. All things has not become new. Now, it doesn't work like that. A person is a celebrated joker. If you imagine that you are automatically cleansed from past satanic association, or somehow you have become immune to the consequences of your past terrible actions, salvation does not exempt anyone from the battle of life, but it equips you to win it. Being born again is not the solution. It gives you solution to the problem. That's why the Bible says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge. How do we deal with oppression? One, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Two, you need to agree that it's a problem. And that it needs to be addressed. Three, you need to wage war against the oppressive spirits. And four, you need to barricade your life against the spirits. And when you talk about war, war is violence. War is expensive. War will require your effort, your concentration. It is a tragedy when you are in a battle and you don't even realize you are in a battle. The enemy will waste the person quite easily. And these days, the enemy is wasting so many people. Wasting plenty of women. And that's how we gathered here
today.
We have prayers to pray. And we have only a short time to stay here now. Let me share this with you before I go on. There was a family. Five women in the family. One by one, they were losing their marriages. And they were going back to their father's house. And they had a strange father.
Baba
who had rooms for them at the boys' quarters. So when they came back, we said, "Are you back?" Go back to your room. And all five women were back in their father's house. The last one, number five, lost a marriage. The youngest. But she said she was not going to agree with
him.
She came to a meeting like this. And she heard. But right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent take it by force. So when she was leaving the meeting, she bought that book, Pray Your Way to Breakthroughs. She read it. Pray from 12 to 1. From
1
to 2 or so.
So
she took the book home. In that house, their grandmother lived there. The paternal grandmother lived there. So she started this prayer. 12 o'clock. She didn't know which to pray. So she just started from page 1. I was praying everything. The one for student success. The one for pregnant women. The one for just praying anything. She prayed to 1. By the time she woke up in the morning, she met grandmother at the door. Grandmother said,
To Yossi.
What kind of prayer did you pray last night? Please. Don't pray that prayer again. Go back to the former prayer you were praying. What prayer? Heavenly Father, into whom all desires are known.
And it will go ahead now, cause
Jeremy grant that the servant shall be delivered from the problems of the night.
Yeah, no, ba,
the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Those prayers are good.
I want to do that
in 1930.
Lord, 1930.
Not now. The enemy has changed his gear to number 5. So when grandma said to you, she should not pray the prayers. So she said, I see. Second day. She did a 12 to 3. Again from page 1, she started praying. By the morning, grandma was by the door again.
But he didn't have more. Yeah, Baba, I want to see the new level.
Say 2 years.
2 years.
The prayer I asked you not to pray yesterday.
I do have the money. Yeah, no,
is what you prayed again.
Oh, Lord, don't
say 2 years.
2 years.
If you continue praying like this, you will kill somebody.
Oh, what does why you pray? Lord, right? Oh, Papa.
2 years. He said, I see.
2 years. If I go to go.
By the next day.
No joke at all.
She did 12 to 6. She now put almost throughout the whole book.
Over bad we're not on.
Beloved, by the next morning, grandmother was dead.
Yeah, Baba, I want to cook.
And when they were looking through her things, they found a padlock. The body of that padlock looked like the body of a newly born rat. Because I saw it. The padlock was cut open. Inside that padlock was a piece of paper containing the names of all these 5 ladies with a cotton wool of blood.
That
is, as far as they were doing their menstruation, they will not stay in their husband's
house.
That padlock was anointed. Set ablaze. By the evening of that day, the husband of the most senior one had come to beg. And by the end of the week, five were back in their husband's house. I pray that today, every witchcraft padlock,
I sign
against any life here. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. And listen very carefully. Within a few minutes from now, this service will close. But within those few minutes, some miracles are going to happen here that will shock your friends and surprise your enemies. There are prayers I want you to pray. We have few minutes to pray them. Those few minutes are enough for what the Lord will do in your life. But I want to beg you, if you pray these prayers and your voice disappears and oppression dies, you have made a good bargain. Today is not a day to behave like a gentlewoman. We are not fighting a gentle enemy. The violent ticketed by force. As we pray this first prayer now, if you're a woman here and your children die at stillbirth, or short period after birth, or you suffer from strange miscarriage, and you want that problem buried now, as you pray this first prayer, find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Take your time, just find a way to this altar if you are in that category. When you get there on your knees, lay your hands on your womb area. Please, beloved, there are thousands of testimonies attached to every prayer I want you to pray here. Mothers, here you can stand in gap for your daughters. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. All graves dark for me. Please pray this word, beloved.
Am I hearing
you shouting this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. And good steps on
me.
Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
That's
right. I have a message for one woman. The Lord said your reproach will soon become your testimony. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Say this again loud and clear. Every power somebody is having a divine surgery.
And you come by Shabbat to Kerala.
Yes.
Then
you water spirits.
Where do you mean?
That have caged this woman.
To hide
you. Every
word
of the
Lord.
This woman is a child of the kingdom. You have no right to torment her life.
No, let her.
Brother, loose your hold. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus. This is a command and a powerful proclamation and a powerful prayer.
Ijewo ati adura to lagbara ni.
Sisters at the front. Thank you, Jesus. Sisters at the front. Just stretch your right hand towards this altar. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father,
Baba,
all the hands that are stretched forth now, let the power to kill oppression, power to kill affliction, let that power come upon these hands. As you lay these hands on your body, that is the death of every oppression. Every power that has been stealing from you,
immediately
lay your hands on your womb down on your body. The truth shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. And by the next woman's deliverance meeting,
you are
going to be here with your mighty testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Lay that hand on your womb area now. And the other hand on your breast. And keep them there. That's right.
Amen.
Something is happening over there.
Oh, God, you are alone here.
You are the plantation of the Spirit of God.
There
is a divine wind.
Hear
the word of the Lord. Come
out
now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Make your vow before the Lord now. Make your vow before the Lord. And go back to your seat now. The hand of God has touched you. Something is happening over there. That's right. You can go back to your seat now. The hand of God has touched you today. And we are waiting for your testimonies here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this loud and clear. Operation of my fathers. Oh yes. The cactus upon the Kayabo Shenderaba. That person that has been suffering from sleeplessness. The sleeplessness power has been broken to pieces. 12 sisters, sir. Your husband walked out of the house. But by the time you get back from this program, he shall be there waiting for you. That's right. As many people that are here now, I have been aroused by the spirit of death. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke of the spirit of death is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. Those who are here today,
and you say, one below me.
And your dream life is a battlefield. And you have come out with a very bad medical report. I want to congratulate you.
Okay, you
the hand of God has touched you now. Let that be silence now. As many people as are here, and they have given a medical prophecy to your husband that he has no sperm count. As a result, as your presence here today, that evil prophecy has been cancelled. Thank you,
Jesus.
I see the evil hands laid upon many children being removed.
Say,
gates of death. Reject me. Come in. Can you shout out loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, Jesus. agbadura.
Now if you have any sickness on any part of your body,
there ilera ba nbe nibi kankan lagbara
re. This is the time to lay your hands upon the place.
Agogo re lati pe owo lebe.
And you cry this loud and clear.
Oh, akigbe ole ilo rara.
Even if you don't have any sickness on your body, lay your hands on your chest.
Yeah, so agogo ba te wa si lagbara re pe owo le aya re.
Prevention is better than cure, they say.
Oni ki nkan ma se ni o da.
Lay your hands upon the place. Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
Your word says by your stripes we are healed.
Oro yin wi pe nipa ina yin la mu wa lara.
You yourself bore infirmities.
Eyin to kara yin ru ailera wa.
And took care of our sicknesses.
Ati gbe awon aisan wa lo.
The chastisement of our peace is upon you.
Ina alaafia wa nbe lara yin.
And by your stripes we are healed.
Nipa ina yin la fi mu wa lara.
Every infirmity in the air.
Gbogbo ailera ninu.
On the air.
Ninu eti. Ni iru.
The one in the head.
Eto nbe ninu ori.
The one in the eyes.
Eto nbe ni oju.
The one in the neck.
Eto nbe ni orun.
The one in the throat.
Eto nbe ni ofun.
The one planted by witchcraft powers.
Eto agbara jegun sibe.
In the heart.
Ninu ofun.
The lumps in the breast.
Awon koko ninu omu.
This problem with the digestion.
Awon isoro aile lo onje.
The fibroid in the womb.
Iju ninu ile omo.
The plantation of darkness in any part of the body.
Irugbe okoko ni aya yowu.
The word of the Lord.
Egbo oro Oluwa.
It is written that every tree that the Father does not plant.
The story pe gbogbo igi ti baba ko
gbin. Shall be lifted up.
How far to
and thrown into the fire.
That's a word so you know.
You are the tree of infirmity.
Iwo irugbe iwo igi aile.
You are planted now in the name of Jesus.
Right, in the name of Jesus.
Receive your healing now. 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 In the name of Jesus. You will stand in the kidney.
You will
vanish now.
Rabbi.
You will problem with the liver. Vanish now.
Rabbi.
Everyone in this meeting now that is suffering from witchcraft sponsored infirmity. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. Begin to check your body now. Those things you are not able to do before. Begin to do so. If you are a wheelchair, arise and begin to walk. If you are paralyzed, let's strengthen into your legs.
Commence,
begin to see. If you cannot hear, begin to hear. Let every swelling begin to vanish. Check your body now. The menstruation manipulated by the enemy.
Let
the power of God fall upon you now.
And
receive your healing immediately. That's right. It's happening. Oh yes.
Ben.
Aha. Aha.
Ben.
Anyone here?
Anyone
who has been eaten by eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood? Will possess your body back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Check yourself up. Do what I'm not able to do. Check it up very well. Thank you, Jesus. Shout three Jericho destroying. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your eyes closed. Please listen to me carefully. Before we go from here, there are seven sealing prayers we have to pray. Which we are going to pray in a few minutes now. Please, I beg you, don't rush away, don't go until those seven prayers have been
said.
Especially if you want prosperity. I want to defeat poverty forever. Especially if you are not happy the way the enemy is dealing with your husband. Especially if you feel there's a stumbling block towards your getting married. Don't go without receiving those sealing prayers. Which we're going to say in a few minutes from now. First prayer I want you to pray amongst these seven. We'll release seven things immediately. Number one, if you are here and your children have been initiated into witchcraft, doesn't matter whether those children are here or not, the hand of God will touch them wherever they are. And to pray this first prayer too, those praying for foreign benefits,
they
shall flow to their camp. As you pray this first prayer too, all buried virtues, virtues that have been buried, they will come out. As you pray this first prayer, students who are here are suffering from academic burial. The Almighty will upgrade their brain. As you pray this prayer too, the yoke of joblessness shall be broken. As you pray this prayer too, the stubborn household witchcraft that does not want to let you go shall release you by fire and by force. As you pray this prayer too, problems that are secular in nature will be broken to pieces. And then as you pray this prayer, there will be business explosion.
Shout
this
letter
to yourself, God, you will not survive your boasting. Yes.
Ben.
Number two now.
Ikeji.
Every power mocking God in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
The power that is mocking God. Yes. From the prayer of the shelter of the
Lord,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus,
God There are 20 persons here.
They're
suffering from constant witchcraft attacks.
But
right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you now.
And
the yoke of the attacks is breaking completely. Verse number 20. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Sister. Presently, it will appear as if all roads are blocked. Within the next 48 hours, all the roads shall be opened. Thank you, Jesus.
Say,
so my destiny! That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil buried Samson.
Samson, you see.
Say this loud and clear. The devil will not bury me. Can you shout it out and run around you?
In the
name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. That's right. The devil will not bury me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm making outstanding breakthroughs
here.
That lady, you've had no man coming to propose marriage to you. Now get ready to start another kind of prayer. To try and pick out who is who now. Thank you, Jesus. That mark of hatred has been completely taken out. Say this loud and clear. Let's see. Use your power. In the name of Jesus. Command the rest to lose his power. Use your power. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Something interesting is happening. The yoke of insanity has just been broken completely. That object moving about in the body, which is a serpent, has been taken out now. So every power working against my prayers,
dead
in the name of Jesus. The prayers working against my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayers. Every problem in my life from my parents' blood. Can I hear you shouting this loud? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
When is the
lack of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch forth your two hands now. Right there where you are. Make your request before the Lord. Something you want to come and testify here. At the next woman's deliverance. Masekapondakaya boshanda. Ribosendekeya boshanda. Mana ribosofondekeya boshanda. Daribopetola kaya boshanda rabakantara boshanda. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, agbadura.
One more additional prayer.
Ka fi adura kan kun.
And it's in a song.
Inu orin la o fi
pa. Just sing it 3 hot times.
Ko le meta to gbona jojo.
3 hot times.
Le meta to gbona jojo.
It says every disaster.
Gbogbo ijamba.
Program for me.
Ti won seto fun mi.
And my family.
Ati ebi mi.
Backfire.
Pada lo bi to ti wa.
Every disaster program for me and my family
backfire.
Every disaster program for me and my family
backfire.
In Jesus' name,
backfire.
In Jesus' name,
backfire.
Every disaster program for me and my family
backfire. Program for me and my family backfire. Backfire.
Jesus' name, by fire, in Jesus' name,
by fire.
Father, we thank you.
Baba, dupe loyin.
It is written that your people shall for the hills rise up their heads.
Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.